That's the digital world we're talking about. How does that relate to elections, though? Because what they try to do when we talk about sheriffs, we've encouraged all 3,000 sheriffs in the country, if there's any allegations of election integrity issues, to investigate. And what the mainstream press does is come back and they say, hey, sheriffs have no business being involved there. Let the elections commissions deal with this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We completely disagree. Whenever there's a crime, the sheriff should be investigating to find out the truth and create accountability. But the reason I bring this up is free speech on one hand, elections on the other. The two are 100% connected, regardless of what the mainstream press lies and manipulates it to be, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that you say that the election commissions are the ones that are always, you know, the sheriffs are always told, you know, they'll take care of this. Those election commissions are always run by political appointees. And so that oftentimes, almost usually, there's a majority on the left controlling those election commissions. And even when there's not a majority, so many of these election commission laws require a supermajority vote to do anything that they're hamstrung, even when somebody tries to do something. So Google, and just I'll just remind people, Google is a $2 trillion corporation. It is the most powerful corporation the world has ever known. And they are.
And it got that way with really with partnering with government and taking government money for its growth and creation, right?
It started that way, taking Defense Department money to do things that were in support of our national security interest. Of course, today, the Google employees refuse to work with the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, but they are happy to work with the Chinese Communist Party and do its bidding, you know, giving the Chinese Communist Party sensitive data about Chinese citizens and what they're watching. But again, they will not, they now refuse to work with our own Defense Department to secure our own borders and to secure our nation from foreign threats.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Snyder and the folks over at MRC.org do an incredible job digging into this. They created a serious, serious report. The headline says Google has been getting away with election interference for at least 16 years, and it shows no signs of stopping. According to the Media Research Center, MRC, they've interfered in elections at least 41 times since 2008. And every time what happens is anybody who's against their, quote, left-wing candidate of choice seems to get barbecued, destroyed, hamstrung, either wrong results, manipulated results, negative results, as opposed to the, you know, fair sampling of results. Dig into this report for us, Dan, and tell us kind of what you discovered along the way. And were you just shocked after shocked after shocked as you went along?
Well, look, I've been tracking Google for a number of years, and I've been trying to sound the alarm bells and about what Google is doing. I think people really now are starting to get it. But let me give you some examples that we uncovered. We've done our own research using our own computer systems, using computers with no search history, no cookies, so that we get an honest result. Before each of the four Republican presidential debates, we did a couple searches on Google. One search was for Democrat presidential campaign websites. And a second search was for Republican presidential campaign websites. You might expect that Joe Biden's campaign website would be the first search result when looking for the Democrats. And it was the number one search result. Marianne Williamson was in the top five. Interestingly enough, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, their old campaign websites were in the top 10. But there was no RFK Jr. Google would not produce RFK Jr.'s campaign website. And this was true for months. But even more telling, when we searched for Republican presidential campaign websites, Google returned only two links to campaign websites. One was to Marianne Williamson again, and you know she's the Democrat. And the other website that Google produced was for Will Hurd, and I suspect most people have never even heard of him. He was polling at less than 1%, but Google did not produced Donald Trump's campaign website, not Ron DeSantis, not Nikki Haley, not Vivek Ramaswamy, nobody else. And this was for months. This is a reflection of how Google manipulates its algorithms to manipulate us. And time and time again, you know, in the midterm elections, Senate Republican candidates, their websites were similarly buried. So if you were trying to, but this is even if you were looking specifically for, say, Adam Laxalt, who was running for Senate in Nevada. if you try to search for his website, it wouldn't be until page two of Google search results. But Google would put his opponent right at the top. And Sam, just keep in mind, we would also do these searches on Bing and DuckDuckGo and Tusk. And with those three search engines, the Senate candidates would produce about the same rate, Democrats and Republicans alike. It's Google that was the outlier. And of course, Google is 90%+ of all search results, but it is specifically interfering in our elections and doing so in unlawful ways. And I know that you're in law enforcement, and many of your listeners and viewers are in law enforcement, so they may be scratching their heads like, well, why is Dan talking to us about Google search manipulation? Well, you mentioned those election commissions earlier. As a matter of federal law and as a matter of state law, anybody who spends money to try to influence the outcome of an election is required to file with the Federal Election Commission for federal races and state commissions at state and local levels. Google never files for the expenditures it makes on behalf of the candidates of its choice. This is unlawful. And we've had a number of state attorneys general looking into this. We finally are starting to get secretaries of state to do so. This Thursday in West Virginia, the Secretary of State there is having a hearing with the election officials to explore what big tech is doing and whether they're breaking the law.
And what's the Secretary of State in West Virginia's name? Do you have that
Mac
handy?
Warner. Mac Warner.
Okay. And Mac Warner has been highlighting this like nobody's business. He's really the only Secretary of State in the country that has the guts to stand up and really highlight this as it truly is, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, and we've tried to reach out to some other secretaries of state, and I just don't think they get it. They don't understand, how purposeful Google is in particular, and some of these others in making expenditures specifically to influence the outcome of elections. And let me go back to Google. I mentioned in these Senate races, Google was burying the Republican campaign websites. Well, in Georgia, you may recall there was a runoff election in 2022. Herschel Walker was the Republican. And of course, he was running against a Democrat. And they had to have a runoff. Well, we did the same kind of search result in Georgia, but this time at the precinct level. In precincts that were heavily lean Republican, we actually did not see any bias against Herschel. Similarly, in precincts that were heavily Democrat, we did not see bias. It was only in the precincts that were the close calls, where the votes were needed ultimately to win. That's where we saw Google again burying Herschel Walker's campaign website, not letting people find it to find out what he believed in. And this is just the shadows of what Google is doing. But what it reflects is how it alters its algorithms to impact elections. And there's a researcher, a self-proclaimed Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton, named Robert Epstein. Dr. Epstein. He's a Harvard-trained statistician.
And he created a movie about this, right?
That's right. In the 2016 elections, using very sophisticated analysis, he estimated that Google swung 2.6 million votes in favor of Hillary Clinton. Of course, she lost.
I sure appreciate that.
But Google then went all out. Right after that election, the Google executives made very clear, both to their employees and to others, that they were going to use its resources to make sure that the next Trump situation did not happen again. And in 2020...
Well, I've got to ask a big question here. I mean, you're talking about the crime of all this, but there should be hundreds, if not thousands, of lawsuits being filed against Google. What's happening with the candidates that this happened to? Why aren't they filing?
Well, keep in mind, Google is a $2 trillion organization. Off the top of my head, I think that's a two followed by a dozen zeros. $2 trillion.
That's right. So they've got money. So why aren't candidates going after them? Why is it Letitia and Fannie going after these guys?
The broader answer is, why do individuals not sue individual candidates? Because they don't have the money to go up against a $2 trillion Goliath. But why aren't state AGs going after Google? Well, some are. Ken Paxton has been very good in Texas. Sean Reyes in Utah has been very good. I think the new attorney general in Kentucky, Coleman, is going to be good. Ashley Moody in Florida, she's been going after these big tech companies, Google in particular. But it's tough when they've got that much money and that much power, and they controlled the Obama administration, and now they control the Biden administration as well. It's tough to challenge these companies. But if we're going to save our democratic republic, if we're going to save our country, we have got to take on, you know, those forces that are out to kill us.
Sheriff?
Well, first, I like to call it, and I believe it is correct, a constitutional republic. But I'm glad you use the term republic, because that's really what we are. And so if this is happening, why isn't the Republican Party coming out and saying, okay, we're crying foul here, and why don't they sue, and why don't they do something? Or is the Republican Party complicit?
Yeah, well, it seems like the Republican Party turns a blind eye to it, except for a few Trump people and a few others, and then they basically claim, oh, this is some fringe conspiracy theory idea. You know what? We have the facts with your research, with the film that Robert did, with the evidence from the Attorney General from West Virginia, Secretary of State from West Virginia. We have so many examples and evidential realities. You're talking 41 times since 08 you guys have documented, right? This is beyond.
Wait. Dan, are you a right-wing extremist fanatic?
I love my country. I love my Constitution. I love
you are. Then yeah, okay, yeah, you're right wing fanatic. Oh, forget that. You love the Constitution. You're out. Okay.
Our rights come from God. Our rights come from God. Yeah.
Amen. But how do we deal with this? Because the Republicans don't have the guts to admit the truth, as you guys have documented. This is a nonpartisan. Every American should be absolutely seriously concerned about this. If we lose our right to vote, and then eventually that relates to our free speech rights, that's why this is tied together. What do we have left, Dan?
Well, look, I've got a little bit of good news for you, Sam. To answer your question, why is the Republican Party out to lunch on this? Well, Ron McDaniel refused to do anything about this, and that Republican National Committee would do nothing, absolutely nothing. They did not do anything to get Congress to act on this. They did not file lawsuits.
Well, maybe that's why NBC just hired her.
Here's the good news. Under the new leadership of the RNC, they fired the previous counsel, the lawyer for the RNC, and they hired Charlie Spies, S-P-I-E-S, Charlie Spies. Charlie actually brought two different complaints before the Federal Election Commission, one on behalf of Laura Loomer, and another on behalf of Anna Paula, I forget her name now. But
yeah, she's in Florida.
In Florida. He brought cases to the FEC on behalf of those two candidates for public office, specifically saying that big tech is in violation of the law in not filing their expenditures when they were trying to defeat these two candidates. Charlie knows these issues. He has fought on these issues, and he is the new counsel to the RNC. He gets it. So I think we're going to see a new RNC. I know we're going to see a new RNC and a new legal shop moving forward.
I love it. Well, what should we, the people, be doing, Dan? Obviously, sharing your report so the word gets out to the best of our ability. But what can the average American do? Sometimes people just feel like, man, I've been disenfranchised, and I don't have any way to do anything about it. And they're frustrated, and they don't know what to believe or do. And what do you say to those people, Dan?
Well, one thing every single person should do is either don't use Google search engines at all, or it's AI, et cetera. Or if you do use them, just know that you're going to have to go deep into the search results to get what you're actually looking for. You know, Google has a thing called Google News. Literally, if you look for anything relating to Trump, Biden, or elections on Google News, 0% of the links will be to conservative or right-leaning outlets. And, you know, on elections, Yeah, anything relating to elections, 97% of the links are to left-leaning outlets, 3% to neutral outlets, 0% to conservative outlets. If you look for Biden.
All right, hold on, Dan. Hold on, Dan. I want you to say this again because this is so, so important. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Schneider is with us. He is Vice President of Free Speech America at the Media Research Council, Brent Bozell, MRC.org. Repeat those statistics again, because this is what people really need to understand and take away. It's elections they're manipulating, but they're also manipulating the news. And so our show and other shows get shut down too. So it's hard to even hear the truth. Say it again, yeah. Dan, that so people understand.
Right. So if you go onto Google News and they've got tabs, if you go to the tab about Trump or the tab about Biden or the tab about elections, they link Google News links to all kinds of other news outlets. They will link to 0% of the conservative outlets. Yeah, if you look for anything about elections, 0% of the outlets that Google News links to are from conservative news sites. 97% are to liberal news sites. So if you're on Google News and you're trying to find out about election interference, election integrity, you're not going to get any news from the right. You're only going to get what the Washington Post and the New York Times and ABC says is the truth about elections. You know, so if you were looking for the Hunter Biden laptop story, you were not going to find it on Google News and, you know, and how that impacted elections. We do know how that impacted elections. 9.4% of Biden voters would not have voted for him had they heard about the Hunter Biden laptop story. But Google and Facebook and Twitter back then suppress that story so that people would not find out about the Hunter Biden laptop story. But they did go out of their way to tell everybody that Trump was a Russian agent, of course.
Yeah. All right, Dan, we're about out of time, but I want to get this last question in. It's one thing for you guys to dig in and produce a report. That's fantastic. And that is the launch pad for action, in my humble opinion, because it brings up serious, serious concerns about one of our most fundamental rights, which is the right to an honest, transparent election. What are you guys going to do with the report now? What are the next steps for you guys? Is it keep an eye on the ball for that and keep reporting? Is it file lawsuits? Is it rally the troops? What, let Congress know, speak before Congress? What's next for you guys?
Yeah, well, we've been working very closely with Congress, and that's Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee. We're working with it's called the House Admin Committee. It has jurisdiction over elections. We've also been working with the Homeland Security Committee and Appropriations Committees because they also have jurisdiction over some of these issues. In the House Appropriations Bill, we got some of these censorship, big tech censorship programs that the Biden administration is running. We got some of those things defunded in the House bill. Of course, the Senate refused to adopt that language. And then we're also working with state attorneys general and now with Mac Warner in West Virginia as a Secretary of State. But we've got to get all of these public officials fighting. We've got to get the American people to stop using Google and also to fight back. You know, tell your neighbors about this. Make sure they understand what's going on. And we've got to get, you know, Charlie Spies at the RNC, you know, give him some running room so he can take some action too.
There you have it. Dan Wow. Schneider, Vice President, MRC.org, so that y'all can get that report. God bless you. Tell Brent Bozell hi for me. We're grateful for your work, your leadership. What we need to do is make sure that this isn't fringe. This is reality, that our evidence is solid, that it's nonpartisan, that we just simply say, look, we've got to have accountability here. I don't care who you are. We want the truth. We want transparency and accountability, and we're willing to fight for it. And that's not a fight in a violent way. That's a peaceful, we need to stand up for what is right and demand accountability. Dan, final comment from you, sir, and we appreciate your time.
Well, look, we've all got the responsibility. If this democratic republic, this constitutional republic is going to survive, we have to take our responsibility seriously and fight for our country. So Sam, Sheriff, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak. Let's keep fighting.
Amen. We'll have you
Great
back.
Job,
God
Dan.
Bless you and your work.
Excellent work.
MRC.org. Thank you, Dan. Talk to
Thanks.
You soon. MRC.org, ladies and gentlemen, for the report. I'm telling you, it is riveting when you dig into the details. You go, how is this even possible, Sheriff? And what I don't understand is they've got some of the most solid evidence you could get with this. sheriff. And what I find fascinating is the mainstream press is still saying, oh, you guys don't have any evidence of election integrity concerns. What you guys say is just conspiracy theory. We're so beyond that. I don't know how to force this discussion, but we've got to simply say, look, we have proven this beyond a shadow of a doubt, 66 ways from Sunday. Haven't we, Sheriff?
We actually really have, Sam. But the thing of it is, when you Google it, you can't find it.
Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a shamer, isn't it?
Google's going to protect itself, and it's going to protect the narrative, and it's going to protect the talking points from the left. And that is, there has been no election interference. There has been no election crimes. And so, of course, sheriffs are going to look at that and say, oh, well, I don't need to investigate it because Google says there is none. Wow.
Well, and we really need to educate our sheriffs across the country about this, because we need to really double down on our push for all 3,000 sheriffs to investigate this, from the digital world of Google to the fact that precincts have been bypassed, to we can keep going on and on and on. And we're working on this with True the Vote. We've highlighted the MRC work. We're highlighting this Secretary of State from West Virginia. All these touch points are places for support, guidance, facts, research, and information to carry the ball forward on this. Mike Lindell and Carrie Lake are going to be going to the Supreme Court regarding this as well. So, you know what? We're just getting started with this push. And I know a lot of people, Sheriff, are frustrated, feeling like you guys talked about it, but you're not doing much. That isn't true. We've got all kinds of people, all kinds of places that are working super hard on this. The problem is, when they control the media, they control the government, they control the money, they control the elections, it is very tough to crack this nut, Sheriff.
Sam, what did I tell you during the 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama? What did I tell you over and over? And of course, it was kind of trite because it was obvious, but you can get away with anything if the media is supporting you. And that's what happened with Obama. Obama stood, he talked and assailed illegal immigration. He talked about how there's no way that the infrastructure of America could take so many people, too many people at one time. He talked about how it was wrong, immoral, and that if people wanted to come into America, they'd have to do it the right way and the lawful way, and that people just crossing into the country, once they're caught or trying to become citizens, they would have to get in the back of the line. All of that is from Barack Lion Obama. And now the Democrat Party has formed a different game and wants them here so they can get on the voter rolls. And now he's singing a different talking point, because that's what the Democrats want. And they hired one Mr. Biden to be the orchestrator of it and to be the implementer of all of this. And it's happening, and Barack Obama's all for it. And again, if you are doing something wrong and you're committing crimes, election crimes, and the national media are behind you all the way, you're going to get away with it. And that's exactly what has happened.
Two classes of people. That's what we're seeing. Joe Arpaio virtually proved that the birth certificate was a fraud from Barack Obama. Now, look, I'm not talking about birther or any of that kind of stuff. That's the way they slight us and manipulate things. I'm talking about they proved the birth certificate was a forgery. And again, they control the media, they control the government, they control the money. So Joe Arpaio documented it and had a press conference about it, and it virtually didn't do any good. But you know what? We're working on press conferences that are making a difference. In 2022, we went to the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, and we talked about election integrity, and we literally came out publicly in a press conference and said we need all 3,000 sheriffs to look into election integrity issues. Several sheriffs have, certainly not enough of them, but we're working on it feverishly, and we're about to do it again. But before we get to the details of that, I want you to know, when all comms are down, you got to go to sat123.com. Our buddy Chris over there will get you a satellite phone if you use the code MAC50. And then that way, even when the comms are down, all communications are down, you can use your sat phone, connect with your loved ones. Sheriff Mac has one. He's been using it and playing with it. It's incredible. It's a little bit more expensive than a regular cell phone plan, but boy, howdy, is it worth it, because anywhere in the world, even when you're out in the boonies where your normal cell phone doesn't work because there's no towers, Sat123.com has got you covered, baby. So, Sheriff Mack, we really need people to realize that is an opportunity that you can only take advantage of when things are good. Don't try to get one of these when comms are down, because you can't. You got to have it beforehand. You got to prepare. And then that way, when you need it, it's available, sir.
And Sam, don't forget, this phone is free. So you're saving about $1,100 right there. Yeah, the phone is free, folks. And so then you do pay a little extra per month. But this is the best insurance for communication you can get anywhere in the world. Folks, get your satellite phone and make sure you use it when you're traveling, when you're camping, when you're hiking, when you're on an ocean liner, because it's got service galore. Okay.
The only place it doesn't work. Let me point out something, because our critics are saying, Sheriff, they're saying, well, when the satellites are down, it doesn't work. You're right about that, guys. If you turn off every single electronics and have an EMP and blow up everything, I agree, nothing's going to work. Okay, so we can't prepare for, you know, when everything's, you know, destroyed. We're going to have to just trust in God for that and do the best. However, you want to do several different preparedness plans for different things. I've had people build huge compounds, and they're ready to dig in with their food and everything. And what I say to them is, that's great. But what happens when you're forced to leave? Well, no, I'm not going to be forced to leave. I'm going to stay here. I know. But what if for whatever reason you're forced to leave? And so you've got to prepare for different contingencies. This is one likely contingency, not even if the world melts down. But let's just say in your area, the power goes out. Over the last several years, we've had, you know, examples of that. And if you have, you know, some solar panels or a little solar generator or whatever, it can power up your phone and it can last for a long time, Sheriff.
Yeah, exactly. And you can get some generators at sat123.com also. So folks, don't forget, this is a communication that works worldwide. And if this, the first thing that would go down if the grid goes down are the cell towers. And if you want to depend on those to be able to communicate with your family, then those are going to be gone. Satellites will be the last to go down. Because they're 100 miles up in the air, a little bit more difficult to shut down. However, folks, being prepared means you're prepared before the emergency happens. Don't wait till the emergency happens and then think you're going to get prepared. So you got to do it now.
All right. Also, I want to highlight Numana Foods, available at CSPOA.org. You can check out Numana Foods and get your long-term storable food as well. That's a huge opportunity. Sheriff, we want to talk about an event coming up. It's coming up so fast, you better get signed up immediately. We're talking about the CSPOA Las Vegas event. It's going to be happening on April 17th. That is 2024. So just coming up, what, 3 weeks away? From tomorrow, I think it'll be 3 weeks exactly. It's going to be an incredible all-day event. We got our event next day. Michael Flynn will be having his Flynn movie premiere in Vegas. So it is a Wednesday and a Thursday to be part of. It's happening at the Ahern Hotel. Let's see. Does Hunter have this up on the screen?
There it is. Resist the temptation.
There you go. Whoa, wait. What did you say? This,
Sam. Who in the world came up with this? Who came up with that title for a press conference and a CSPOA training seminar? Resist the temptation?
Let me lay this out, Sheriff. Who came up with it? God did. And he gave it to the Supreme Court justices, who put it in the Supreme Court case. And then the good sheriff, Sheriff Mack, who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, found that in the Supreme Court case win, where Sheriff Mack beat Bill Clinton, and he was able to bring that forth, discuss it with his team. So, I don't know, God, the judge, and you, sir?
Well, Sam, it's really hard for me to talk about how I was led to do this, because I don't want people to think that I'm some religious zealot that talks to God all the time. I mean, I do pray quite often, so I guess that's talking to God. But
I talk to God all the time. Call me what you will.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. But I am a prayerful man. But but I have never said this. When people say, well, I was walking down the street and God told me to turn left. And then God, first of all, I don't believe God does that. God leaves us to our own agency. He gave us the power to choose. And it's been very seldom that I have recognized a message from the Lord. He does not talk to me very rarely in my life. A couple of times with my children and keeping them safe, that happened in confronting my children when they were doing some things wrong. Maybe with all five of my children, maybe that happened three or four times in the past 40 years. And in my personal life, personal safety, it's happened a couple of times. One of those times where I got a very strong message was when I filed this lawsuit, when I didn't know what to do. And I was brooding and brooding about what to do about the federal government trying to force all sheriffs, including those of us in Arizona, forcing us to enforce the Brady Bill for them for free under a threat of arrest if we failed to comply. And so I was really perplexed by the other sheriffs in Arizona. I was disappointed in them that none of them wanted to do anything about this. I was torn. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. And finally it hit me that I was going to sue my own federal government and try to stop this thing. I did not want to do that. It was not my idea. I wanted to be sheriff of my hometown, Graham County. That was a lifetime dream for me. It was the best job I've ever had. I loved it. And I only got to do it for 8 years. And during those 8 years, I became the first sheriff in American history to launch a major lawsuit against the federal government, take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and win. And in that decision, written by Justice Scalia, is a quote, so that we may, quote, well, the whole thing's a quote, so that we may resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day. Resist the temptation. Resist the evil, Sam. Resist the political tendency to concentrate power, as did the federal government and many other governments across the country, regarding the pandemic, the mandates to force people to shut down, to force people to wear masks, and to force schools to shut down, and to arrest ministers who held church and did not shut their churches down. God bless those people. And we're going to have some of those people at our seminar on the 17th.
And we're going to talk more about it, but I want to clearly highlight this, ladies and gentlemen. We got to think of the Ten Commandments when we talk about election integrity, because they say, thou shalt not bear false witness. When we bring up with our dear friend Dan Schneider over at the Media Research Center, MRC.org, and they highlight the facts about Google, thou shalt not bear false witness. So they lie about us and claim we're just conspiracy nuts. Thou shalt not steal. They're stealing elections. They're also stealing authority and power that we never gave them, Sheriff. God is the ultimate sovereign. He gave we the people a modicum of sovereignty on earth. We delegated that to different branches of government. And there's checks and balances. There's separations of powers. So this resist the temptation is an incredibly wise guidance from the Supreme Court. That really relates to, you know what, you don't have authority to take power that you haven't been given properly or delegated through the supreme law of the land. Our whole conference will have that as the key cornerstone of all downstream topics. It all tracks back to your Supreme Court case win. It all tracks back to this idea that there is separation in powers, that there is dual sovereignty, that, and we can go on and on, whether it's about the oath of office, whether it's about the details of your Supreme Court case, whether it's about the border issues, or, I mean, I can keep going on. Everything is going to track back to this resist the temptation. That's what we need to really hammer home to the American people. Resist the temptation, Google, big tech. Resist the temptation, election officials. Resist the temptation, Congress. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or who you are. You've got to stop stealing. So stop the steal is a great term that's been used for this. And I completely agree, Sheriff.
Resist the temptation, Sam. And this took a lot of work from you and my wife and your wife and your son-in-law who's working with us. And we kept going over and over this. How do we bring back attention to this humongous miracle known as the Mac Prince case, and or just say Prince, because that's the one name that the United States Supreme Court used. And I want to even clarify that. Prince was from Montana and I from Arizona. We're in the same circuit, the Ninth Circuit Court. We come under their jurisdiction. And he and I, the courts, consolidated our case. So it became the Mac Prince case at that time. And then after the Supreme Court ruled, they just cut it in half and made it the Prince case. I'm fine with that. Both our names are on the case. It's right in there in the decision. But for some reason, they like the name Prince, and it stuck. However, just so you know, historically, it was the Mac Prince case when it went before the U.S.
And the reason it was, is because you filed first, is the point, right?
I did file first, and that's why I thought my name would be on it first. But he actually was heard in court at the district level. He was actually heard first because the schedule in Tucson, where mine was scheduled, was much more crowded than the one in Helena, Montana, where Sheriff Prince was scheduled. So it really has no bearing on what he did, what I did. But to start this whole thing off, I did it. And it was... I hate to even say that because it was a miracle. I am not in charge of miracles. The God Almighty who put this miracle in my mind, it was his idea, not mine.
And let's be very clear. Ultimately, seven sheriffs were involved. Sheriff Mack was really the leader and the first one to file and to get involved in this situation and say, no, we're not going to allow them to steal authority and power. It was never delegated, and therefore we will not let you have it. We've sworn an oath to prevent it. So at our incredible conference coming up in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel, this event will be highlighting the oath of office about swearing an oath. It'll be highlighting issues regarding the border and the responsibility that the general government has to defend our borders. We'll be talking about election integrity quite a bit. I'm going to spend some of my time talking about checks and balances and dual sovereignty quite a bit. We've got a lot going on. Look at this flyer, Sheriff Mack. Highlight a few of the speakers because, man, this is a heavy hitter, star-studded event that we're going to have. And then we're going to throw a pizza party. How's that?
Well, the highlighted speakers, first, the most important speakers are the sheriffs, who are constitutional sheriffs from around the country, Sheriff Darleaf, Sheriff Bob Songer, Sheriff Raimundo Del Bosque, a border sheriff in Zapata County, Texas. He has gone through this. Yes, he is a Democrat, but he is absolutely livid about the Biden administration's allowance of the crime, the chaos, and the devastation that's happening to our country because they want these illegal aliens coming into the country. That's why they won't call them illegal. They don't want to purport any of that. They even have the press, national press, supporting them in calling them newcomers or visitors.
Undocumented.
They won't call it anything that sounds negative because they want everybody to believe and get brainwashed into believing it's good for America. It's good for the Democrat Party to become. Yeah.
Forget the negative part. We're not even talking about negative when we say illegal. We're talking about the law and the truth. Okay. Now, if you want to talk about changing the law, that's fine. But when I highlight the law and say that it's illegal, we don't want to say it's negative or that. No, it's the truth. Now, Raymond Del Bosque, Sheriff Del Bosque, He's a Hispanic, right?
He is. He is.
And he's a Democrat, right?
Was Spanish. He is.
But let me highlight this. Let me highlight this so everybody understands. They claim we're racist, and they complain that we're partisan. My response is, no, we're American. And Raymond DeBosque, this sheriff, is a dear friend, and he knows the truth. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. Is our friend and tells the truth. He's a black man. And so I want to just dispel this lie right now that anything we do is partisan or anything we do has to do with, you know, skin color or anything else. Nothing could be further from the truth. This border sheriff is going to highlight what's happening on the border and what we need to do about it at our conference coming up in just a couple of weeks. Now, you say, well, where can I get the flyer? Where do I go to the conference? How do I get all the deets? The answer is it'll be up on cspoa.org, hopefully in a couple of hours. We're feverishly working on that right now. We just finished the flyer last night, and you say, well, how come you guys are so late to the game on this event? Because God put it on our hearts to crank this up and get it done in literally 5 weeks. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, and folks, so you've got 3 weeks to redo your schedule. The 17th in Vegas, all day. And the biggest promoter of this whole thing was a Russian news agency. And they're going to be there. So we're going to have London news agencies. We're going to have Russia. You want to come and have a news conference and be part of a news conference with Russia media? Then come to this. It's Wednesday. Take off work. You're going to be part of the solution in taking back America. This is all solution oriented. This isn't a wake up meeting. This is a to do and participate in the solution to take back our country. This is not a wake up call. This is a call to action. So
an action plan, yes, ladies and gentlemen,
every one of them, be a part of it.
All right. Let me tell you. So Tobolsky is going to be talking about the border. You're going to have Bob Songer, who has set up an incredible sheriff's posse in his county in Washington. And he wrote a blueprint to help county sheriffs across the country create posses in their area. Listen, this guy's got 150 members of his posse. He literally has people that can fly for search and rescue or emergency situations. He can have literally people in the sky literally in minutes at no cost to his county. Think about that. So he'll be speaking about posses. Sheriff Darleaf will be speaking about his really battle over elections. They arrested his attorney. He'll be talking about the truth regarding elections, etc. We've got just so much going on. It's not even funny what we're going to be covering. General Flynn will be talking about his movie.
General Flynn. General Flynn is coming to speak. Patrick Byrne. Mike Lindell. I wonder if anybody's ever heard of him. You know, Tina Peters.
Yes, indeed.
Arrested.
We have got
Tina Peters arrested, Sam. Are you kidding?
For what?
Because she was
taking a snapshot of the results that preserved the truth, right?
Yeah. She tried to preserve the elections. That just the statistics of her elections, she tried to preserve that, and she has literally been charged with felonies for doing it.
And they've destroyed her whole life, too.
Yeah. What an amazing
career. So she'll be there. We've got several vendors that'll be supporting the effort as well. We've got a guy that'll speak after Tobolsky on the border. His name is John, and he runs a drone company, and he highlights how drones are one of the most inexpensive ways we can get a handle on our borders. So we're going to be doing that. We've got so many topics, it's hard to even handle, but this is going to be a packed day of educational information. You know what? People are thinking, you guys haven't done much since you had your big election conference. No, we're going to highlight all that's been done.
Dan Snyder to come. Should we try to get Dan Snyder there now?
I already called him, and he cannot make it. He has a conflict, and that's why he basically came on TV with us and said, hey, if you want to play a part of the video, I'd love it. Or if you want to highlight the research, please do it for me. He's 100% supportive, but he's got a conflict. I talked to him and invited him because I wanted him to present this evidence then. And he's like, hey, I'll come on the TV show with you. You have the right to you know, highlight the research, and I'll do anything I can for you. The guy's great. But look, folks, we've got so much information. Who else do we have as speakers? There's a couple of other speakers there that are worth, well, every speaker is worth highlighting. Well, we can't put them all on the fire, though. There's no room.
We have a sheriff who just retired from New Mexico, Sheriff Glenn Hamilton, who defended his pastor, Caleb Cooper, Pastor Caleb Cooper, defended him and would not allow the state police to come in under orders of Governor Grisham. Yes, Miss Gun Control of New Mexico, Grisham. She tried to shut him down. And the sheriff deputized his congregation and would not allow them to be shut down. And then Sheriff Hamilton retired, and he and Pastor Cooper went on tour and call it the Sheriff Shepherd Show. And so that's kind of a tongue twister. But Sheriff Shepherd Show went on tour telling the world, telling America, and they're going to be there at our event doing their Sheriff Shepherd Show together, how we should protect churches and the First Amendment, the right of the people to participate in the religion activity of their choice, you know, freedom of religion. Yeah, so that sort of thing. Even in a pandemic, we support the right of religious freedom. So
understand, folks, you don't have to shut down. They say the sheriff doesn't have the authority to do this, that we just talk political theory. And my response is, then why didn't the governor just flat out arrest the sheriff then? Answer, they don't have the authority. That's the truth of the matter. Now, we also have an incredible gentleman going to be speaking. His name is Casey. He is a man who got barbecued on January the 6th. He literally did nothing wrong. In court, what happened was they said in cross-examination to the prosecutor, did he do this? No. At the end of the day, there was nothing that he was guilty of. But they convicted him and sent him to federal prison for 10 days. Why? Because here's what the judge said. Even though you did nothing wrong and didn't break any laws on that day, you were a drop in the flood that day. Therefore, you're going to prison. Sheriff, this is unacceptable. We'll be playing the soundbite. It's over at the Gateway Pundit, who documented this story big time. There's a soundbite where when the FBI came to his house with AR-15s, and they were handcuffing this gentleman, his little daughter is on the audio going, "Mommy, why are they locking up daddy's hands together?" And ladies and gentlemen, look, we have got to get to the bottom of this. Free speech will be a big issue. January the 6th is a big issue, because every one of these things relate to liberty for Americans. And this is, look, resist the temptation to throw people in jail when they're guilty of nothing. Resist the temptation. We have got to hammer this message from the Supreme Court home. The greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in the history of America. The only time sheriffs have sued the federal government at all. And when they did, they won. This will be the highlights at our conference. You have got to be there. The problem is space is limited, Sheriff. We need to bring in like 50,000 people or something. We just can't do it. So you better get your seat quick or you won't get one. And we'll, again, you got to wait, but CSPOA.org will have all the flyer, all the details, and you can go ahead and sign up immediately. This is really the event of the year, Sheriff.
Well, it really is. It might be the event of the decade, because we're joining with General Flynn and his tour, and he on the 18th is going to be showing and releasing his new documentary. And so we're teaming up with General Flynn. Pardon me?
Oh, it's called Flynn Movie, just so people know what to call it.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm glad. And so this is a great team effort, and this is unprecedented. It's historic, and we're having sheriffs and General Flynn and activists and a farmer from South Dakota who a judge ordered him to surrender his property to a private company so they can see if they wanted to extract carbon from his land, even though he was totally against it. The judge used eminent domain, which is only used for government and in very extreme cases only.
Limited circumstances.
And they just, you have to open up your property to this private company.
Now, by the way, according to the Epoch Times, listen to this. According to the Epoch Times, right now, illegals are now demanding to remove American citizens from their homes so they can have a place to stay. The seizure of private property is a serious problem in America.
No, and so Sam, where have we gone? What has happened to our government? What has happened to our Constitution? And how do we take back individual liberty and civil rights in America? That which Martin Luther King fought and gave his life for, the left now is throwing away and still acting like they revere what Martin Luther King stood for. They don't. They do not.
Tragic but true, ladies and gentlemen. They want to have their cake and to eat it too, and they want to lie about, many things that he stood for. They want to play games with that and call him a hero. Well, then why don't they obey some of the things that he advocated for then? If they're going to call him a hero, let's look
Correct.
at what he said and talk about, for example, hey, we don't care about the color of your skin, it's the content of your character that matters. Okay, right on through. Look, this is serious business, folks. It's all going to be focused on at our incredible one-day conference. It is going to be a day to remember. There's gourmet pizza for a pizza party and a mingle, and you can check out the booths and the supporters. We're doing it all. Keep an eye on CSPUA.org. It'll be posted shortly. Also, you can join the posse because we've changed our posse weekly meetings to the evening time so more of you can attend. Check it all out at CSPUA.org. Thank you, Sheriff Mack. Thank you, Brady on team. Thank you, LovingLiberty.net radio team. God save the Republic of the United States of America.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Incredible takeaway from today's first hour, ladies and gentlemen. Radio and TV don't line up perfectly, so we're finishing up. But we had our guest on, Mr. Dan Schneider. He is the Vice President of America's Free Speech at the Media Research Center, MRC.org. And they're highlighting that Google has been getting away with election interference. Election interference. For at least 16 years, they show no signs of stopping whatsoever. It's getting worse by the day. And according to the Media Research Center's research, hey, Google has interfered in elections at least 41 times since 08 in four different presidential elections. It's got to stop. And we, the people, are highlighting the truth on it. Where do you get the truth on it in detail? If you go to our Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, Vegas event. It's in Las Vegas. It's April the 17th. You can learn about everything we're talking about. We're showing you the progress since we met in July 2022, highlighting what we've done about election integrity issues, border issues, free speech issues. We're just getting started. Check it out, CSPOA.org, and become a member of the posse while you're there. CSPOA.org. For Sheriff Mack, for Sam Bushman, God save the Republic. of the United States of America.